Welcome to Ovi English School. Imagine a trader in Xi'an, the old Chinese city where many journeys began. He opens a box of silk and tea and asks, "Where will this go?" That simple question opens a much bigger story. Today we will learn about the Silk Road, a famous trade network that connected faraway places. We will see how goods, ideas, and beliefs moved between Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. If you want more lessons like this, visit ovenglish.com. Let's start with the basic idea. The Silk Road was not one road. It was a network, which means many connected routes. A route is a path people travel from one place to another. This network worked for many centuries, from around the 2nd century BCE until the 15th century. So, when people say Silk Road, they mean a large system of travel and trade. The name comes from silk, a soft cloth made in China. Silk was very famous and very valuable, but traders carried many other things too. They moved tea, paper, and porcelain from China. They also moved horses, glass, carpets, gold, and precious stones from other regions. Precious stones are beautiful and expensive rocks, like jade or ruby. A trader might carry one small item for weeks, then sell it far from home. That made the Silk Road exciting but also risky. Here is a small scene to help you picture it. A trader in a desert stop arrives with tired camels and dusty clothes. He doesn't just buy and sell. He also asks about the road ahead and listens for news. Another person, maybe a monk, sits nearby and writes down a story about a temple or a new teaching. This is how the route felt in real life. It was full of movement, talk, and waiting. The Silk Road mattered because it carried more than objects. It also carried religions and ideas. A religion is a belief system that helps people understand life, God, and right and wrong. Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and Zoroastrianism all moved along these routes. Buddhism began in India. Islam began in the Arabian Peninsula. Christianity began in the Middle East. Zoroastrianism began in ancient Persia, which is now Iran. These beliefs spread because travelers met people in cities and rest stops. Now let's look at the cities. Xi'an was a Chinese starting point in the east. It connected China to the wider network. Samarkand was a major city in Central Asia. It became rich because caravans stopped there. A caravan is a group of traders who travel together for safety. Baghdad, in the Middle East, was a famous center of learning and trade. It was known for books, scholars, and new ideas. Constantinople, now called Istanbul, was a bridge city between Asia and Europe. These cities were crossroads, meaning important places where many roads and people met. Travel on the Silk Road was never easy. Traders crossed deserts, mountains, and long empty areas. They faced heat in the day, cold at night, and sometimes thieves. Because the journey was dangerous, people traveled in caravans. Camels were very useful because they could carry heavy loads and survive in dry places. Imagine a city stop after a long day. The trader sits down, drinks water, and counts his goods. He is tired, but he is also part of something larger than himself. The Silk Road also helped inventions spread. Papermaking moved from China to other places. Printing also spread and changed how people copied books. These inventions made writing cheaper and faster. That helped schools, scholars, and religious teachers. It also helped more people share information. So the Silk Road was not only a market, it was also a learning path. Another important result was cultural exchange. Cultural exchange means people from different places share food, dress, language, art, and ideas. In many Silk Road cities, people became culturally mixed. That means they came from different backgrounds and lived close together. A city might have a Chinese merchant, a Persian scholar, and an Arab traveler in the same market. They did not all speak the same language, but they still traded and learned from each other. This made the cities lively and strong. If we step back, the big story becomes clear. The Silk Road connected distant regions for a very long time. It helped goods move, but it also helped people meet. It linked trade with religion, learning, and daily life. It shows us that history is not just about kings and wars. It is also about roads, rest stops, markets, and conversations between strangers. One more short summary. Think of the Silk Road as a living network. Traders used it for business. Monks used it for travel and teaching. Cities used it for growth, and ordinary people felt its effects in food, clothing, and new ideas. A route can change the world when many people keep using it. Question: why is the Silk Road better described as a network than as one road? Answer: because it was many connected routes, not one single path. Question: what did traders carry besides silk? Answer: they carried tea, paper, porcelain, horses, glass, carpets, gold, and precious stones. Question: why were caravans important on the Silk Road? Answer: they gave traders more safety when they traveled in dangerous places. Question: how did beliefs and ideas spread along the Silk Road? Answer: people met in cities and rest stops, then shared religions, stories, books, and learning. Question: use this sentence frame: the Silk Road helped X spread from X to X. Answer: the Silk Road helped papermaking spread from China to other regions. Discussion: if you were a trader on the Silk Road, what would you want to sell? Discussion: the lesson says Cheyenne, Samarkand, Baghdad, and Constantinople were crossroads. Which one would be most exciting to visit, and why? Discussion: the lesson says the Silk Road helped goods move and helped people meet. What modern product, idea, or app moves around the world in a similar way today? Discussion: do you think trade usually brings people closer together? Why or why not? Discussion: what is one invention from another country that changed your life? So now you can answer the opening question. The trader in Cheyenne was not sending silk on one lonely road. He was part of a huge network that connected China, Central Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. The Silk Road moved goods, but it also moved beliefs, inventions, and culture. It helped cities become crossroads where people met and changed each other's lives. If you want more clear lessons like this, visit ovenglish.com. Thanks for learning with me, and see you next time.